Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his battle.
Yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I am Pastor Steve. This show is for Monday, the 22nd of May, 2017. And is my 239th Word for Word show, if that makes a difference. We're in the book of Psalms, and today we are going to be picking up with Psalm number 51. We left off with 50 on Friday. This is a Psalm of David. It has a title. It says, To the Leader, that's the musical leader, a Psalm of David, when Nathan, 5416, the prophet, came to him after he had had sex with Bathsheba. And this title can be referenced in 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 1 through 15. Nathan really took him to task and put him to shame, and the child died, and he was bereaved and all bent out of shape and not good for David at that time. Verse 1 of Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me. That's all one word. 2603. O Elohim, according to your loving kindness. 2617. According to the abundance of your tender mercies, that's 7356, wipe out, 4229, my transgressions, 6588. Now, this is verse 2, and you can reference 3 Maccabees, chapter 2, verse 19. Wash me, 3526, thoroughly, 7235, from my iniquity, 5771, and cleanse me, 2891, from my sin, 2403. Verse 3, because I know my transgression, and my sin is continually, 8548, before me. He really knew that he had sinned. Verse 4. Against you alone, 905, I have sinned. 2398, and that means to miss the mark of duty or righteousness or obligation. And verse 4, you can reference Romans chapter 3, verse 4. Against you alone I have sinned and done this evil, 7451, in your sight. So you are righteous when you speak and clean, 2135, when you judge. Verse 5, behold, I was born in iniquity and in sin, 2399. My mother conceived me, 3179. Verse 6, behold, You desire 2654, truth 571, in the inner being 2910. And you make me know wisdom in my most secret parts 5640. Purge me 2398 with hyssop 231. And I shall be clean, 2891. Wash me, and I shall be whiter, 3835, than snow, 7950. Verse 8. Let me hear joy, 8342, and gladness, 8057, so the bones, 6106, you have broken, 1794, may rejoice, 1523, his spiritual bones. He was really whipped down. He was very, very repentant. And just was hating on himself pretty bad. Verse 9, you can reference 3 Maccabees, chapter 2, verse 19. Hide your face from my sins and wipe out all my iniquities. Here's a very important verse here, verse 10. Create, 1254, in me a clean 2889 heart, O Elohim, and renew 2318 a faithful 3559 spirit within me. Wow. Verse 11. Cast 7993, cast me not from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Verse 12. Restore to me the joy, 8342, of your salvation, 3468. And uphold me, 5564, with your spirit of dignity, 5082. Here's a great verse here, verse 13. Then I will teach transgressors, 6586, your ways, and sinners, 2400, shall be returned, 7725, to you. Now, this is what happens to us that are called to preach. We are far from righteous men. There is none righteous, no, not one. And he can take somebody like me and make a preacher out of him through his spirit, his power, and his calling. It's not me, it's him. He is the power. Well, you did this and you did that. I sure did. And I'm an expert on sin because I was so good at it for many, many years. But Yahweh will change you if you repent. And if he can take somebody like me, an old ex-con biker, and put his Holy Spirit in my heart because I repented of my sins, what can he do for you? What gifts will you get if you come over and worship Yahweh? All you fence sitters out there. I'm nobody. I'm nothing. But he is everything. And if he uses me as his tool, I'm willing. Praise him. Thank him for his forgiveness. This is just not something that comes out of the air because it's in my mind that I want to be a preacher and be on a Christian Identity radio station Well, all these warriors of Yahweh that I'm affiliated with here and proud of it, because Yahweh has blessed us. So, I better get back into Psalms. I'm starting to get into preaching mode here. And it just sort of takes over. Just these verses make me so joyous in his spirit, because David had sent this guy to be killed so he could steal his wife, and Yahweh forgave that. Oh, that's glorious. Absolutely just magnificent. Yahweh is glorious and magnificent and awesome. Verse 14, deliver me from blood guilt. 18:18, O Elohim. The blood guilt he incurred by having Bathsheba's husband, Uriah the Hittite, killed. It sent him into the forefront of the battle, and everybody backed off from him so they could kill him, so he could take his wife. That's the blood guilt he's talking about. O Elohim, you Elohim of my salvation. 8:6:6:8. And my tongue shall shout for joy. 7:4:4:2. Of your righteousness. Let me get a breath and a drink of water here. Yes. Now here's verse 15. Now they had taken out the name of Yahweh from this verse and put in the Lord, Adonai. Yahweh was originally there. It's there in the Hebrew. So Yahweh has been replaced by me in its proper spot. I'm un-rewriting Scripture. I'm putting it back as it was, where the scribes had messed with a lot of stuff, and I have all the research material to correct that. Praise Yahweh. So, verse 15, O Yahweh, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Verse 16, because you do not desire sacrifice, 2077, or I would give it. You do not delight, 7521, in burnt offering, 5930. Listen to this, folks. This is verse 17. The sacrifices of Elohim are a broken, 7665, spirit, a broken and crushed, 1794, heart. O Elohim, you would not despise. 959. He wants repentance, folks. He wants repentance from us. He's not so much interested in having us kill animals. That wasn't working anyway, so he sent Yeshua Messiah. Verse 18, do good in your pleasure, 7522, to Zion. Build up the walls of Yerushalayim. Verse 19, then you shall be pleased, 2654. With the sacrifices of righteousness, 6664, with burnt offering and perfect burnt offering, 3632, and then they shall offer, 5927, that means to send up as smoke, to ascend, bulls, 6499, on your altar. Because until they had repented and come under righteousness, what good does animal sacrifice do? It does nothing. doesn't get it done. We needed a redeemer. And Yahweh saw this, and he, in his magnificence and his love, sent Yeshua for us. Yahweh is salvation. Yeshua. Here's Psalm 52, and it has a title. Here's another thing. To the leader, and then it says Maskil, that's instructive, of Dawid, when Doeg, the Edomi, 130, the Edomite, came and told Shaul and said to him, Dawid is in the house of Achimelech. And this title, you can reference 1 Samuel 22, verses 9 and 10. Verse 1. Why do you boast, 1984, of your evil, 7451, O mighty man, 1368. The faithfulness of El, 410, that's a short form of Elohim, or the God, is for all, 3605, time, 3117, that's literally yom, that can mean a day, a period of time, an age. Verse 2. He's speaking of Doeg here, the Edomite. Your tongue devises destruction. 1942. Like a sharp razor working treacherously. 7423. Verse 3. You love evil more than good, and lying more than speaking righteously. Verse, that's a Selah, which is a musical rest and pause for contemplation. How many people does this describe today? These Edomites that are among us. Verse 4, you love all devouring words, O deceitful tongue. 48:20, deceitful. Verse 5, El shall likewise, that's God, shall likewise destroy you, 5:422, forever, 5:331. He shall take you away, that's 28:46, and tear you out, 5:255, of your tent, and uproot you, 8:327, from the land of the living. And then we have Selah again. Pause for contemplation. Let me clear my pipes and get a drink of water here. All right. Verse 6. The righteous shall see and be awed. 3372. Be awed by Yahweh and what he does to this bad man, okay? The righteous shall see and be awed and shall laugh at him. Verse 7. Lo, this mighty man, 1397, that did not make Elohim his refuge, 4581. But trusted in the abundance, 7230, of his riches, 6239, strengthened, 5810, himself in his destruction, 1942. Doeg was a high up official and a suck up to Shaul, who was a bad king. He was the first king of Israel, and he was rotten. Verse 8, but I am like a green olive tree in the house of Elohim. I trust in the mercy of Elohim forever and ever. Verse 9. I will praise you forever, speaking of Yahweh, because you have done it. Capital Y, you, Yahweh. And I will wait on, 6960, your name, the holy name of Yahweh, because it is good before your pious ones. 2623, and they have saints in the King James Version, but it's pious ones. That ends Psalm 52. And we start Psalm 53. It has a title, and it is to the leader, that's the musical leader, as Makaloth, 4257. That might be a song title. We don't know. We don't know what Makaloth is. Maskil, 4905, that means instructive, of Dawid. And verses 1 through 3 of Psalm 53, you can reference Romans chapter 3, verses 10 and 12. Verse 1, the fool, 5036, has said in his heart, there is no Elohim. They are corrupt, 7843, and have done abominable, 8581, iniquity, 5766. There is none, 369, that do good, 2896. Verse 2. Elohim looked down, 8259, from the sky upon the children of Adam. 120, specifically Adamic people, to see if there were any that understood, 7919, and that did seek, 1875, Elohim. Verse 3. Every one of them has turned back, 5472. They are all together, 3162, morally filthy, 444. There is none that does good, no, not one. Verse 4. Have the doers, 6466, of evil, 205, no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread. They have not called upon Elohim. There they were in great fear. Now that's 6342 and 6343, both of which mean fear, and they combine together like that. They mean great fear. That's combined for an emphatic. That's how they write it in Hebrew. There is fear, fear. Okay. Where no fear, 6343, was, because Elohim has scattered, 6340, the bones of those that encamp against, 2583, encamp against you. You have put them to shame, 954, because Elohim has despised them, 3988. Verse 6, oh, that the salvation, 3444, of Israel were come out of Zion. Okay, when Elohim brings back, 7725, or returns, the captivity, 7:6-2:2, of his people, Jacob, shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. When they return the captivity, that is returning those captured and exiled. Now we go to Psalm 54. This has a title, To the Leader, again, musical leader, on Neginoth, 5058. That's a type of stringed instrument. When the Ziphi, 2130, those are the Ziphims, came and said to Shaul, they betrayed David, does not Dawid hide himself with us? And you can reference that, the title, in 1 Samuel chapter 23, 19, and chapter 26, verse 1. They betrayed David. Verse 1. Save me, 3, 4, 6, 7, O Elohim, by your name, and judge me, 1, 7, 7, 7, by your strength, 13, 69. Verse 2. Hear my prayer, O Elohim, give ear to the words of my mouth. Verse 3. Because foreigners, 2114, are risen up against me, and ruthless men, 6184, seek after, 1245, my life. They have not set Elohim before them. Selah. Pause for thought. Verse 4. Behold, Elohim is my helper, 5826. Yahweh is with them that sustain, 5564, my life. And in this verse, they substituted Adonai for Yahweh, and that's on my list that I have, and I returned the name Yahweh instead of O Lord, or the Lord. Because it says Yahweh in the Hebrew. Verse 5. He shall repay, let's return upon, 7725, the evil of my enemies, 8324, cut them off, 6789, by your faithfulness, 571. Verse 6. I will freely, 5071, sacrifice, 2076, to you. I will praise, 3034, your name, O Yahweh, for it is good. And verse 7. Because he has delivered me, 5337, out of all trouble, 6869. And my eye has seen triumph over my hated enemies, 3-4-1. Now, 3-4-1 is more emphatic than 8130. It has tribal and racial connotations. It's a stronger form of enemy. Okay? Now we have Psalm 55. Again, a title, To the Leader on Neginoth, that's a stringed instrument, Maskil, instructive, of Dawid. Verse 1. Give ear to my prayer, O Elohim, and do not hide from my supplication. 8467. listen to me and answer me. I wander about, 7300, complaining, 7869, and make an uproar, 1949. Verse 3, because of the voice of the hated enemy, from the presence of the oppression, 6125, of the wicked, 7563, because evil, 205, falls, 4131, upon me, and in anger they harass me, 7852. Verse 4. My heart is grieved, 2342, within me, and the terrors, 367, of death, 4194, are fallen upon me, 5307. Verse 5. Fearfulness, 3374. And trembling, 7461, are come upon me, and shuddering, 6427, has covered me, 3618, to cover over. 3680, 3680. Boy, I tell you what. Verse 6, and I said, oh, that I had the wings of a dove, I would fly away and find rest. Verse 7, lo, I would wander far away and stay in the wilderness. And then Selah, again, another musical pause. Verse 8, I would hasten, 2363, my escape, 4655, from the windy storm. Windy is 7307 and storm is 5584. Now, windy is ruach. It can be used for spirit or breath as well. And from the tempest, 5591. Verse 9. Let me check something here. Swallow them up, 1104, O Yahweh, and they have replaced the name of Yahweh again with Lord, 136. So I have put Yahweh back in where it belongs. They just keep taking the holy name out for some reason. Whatever. It needs to be corrected. When they use Adonai like that, it's almost always Yahweh. Swallow them up, O Yahweh. Divide their tongues. And that means at six, divide 6385. It means confound their speech. Because I have seen violence, 2555, that's Hamas, and strife, 7379, in the city, that's Jerusalem. Verse 10, day and night they go about upon its walls. Sorrow, 205, and affliction are in the middle of it. That can also mean evil or wickedness. Sorrow, 205. Verse 11. Wickedness, 1942, is in the middle of it. In the middle of the city. Oppression, 8496, and deceit, 4820, never leave its square, 7339. Verse 12, because it was not a hated enemy that reproached me, 2778, then I could have borne it. neither was it one that hated me, 81:30, that magnifies himself, 14:31, against me. Then I would have hid myself, 5:6:4:1, from him. Verse 13. This tells you that this goes on today. But it was you, a mortal, 5:8:2, like me, my friend and my companion. He was betrayed by one of his own. Verse 14, we took sweet, 4:9:8:5, counsel, 5:4:7:5, together and walked to the house of Elohim in a company, 7:2:8:5. Used to go to worship together. Whew. How many of our friends betray us today? Our own people. Verse 15, let death, 41:94, lead them astray, 5:3:7:7. Let them go down, 3:3:8:1, alive, 2:4:1:6, into Sheol, 7:5:8:5. That's the land of the dead and its inhabitants. Because wickedness, 7:4:5:1, is in their dwelling place, 4:0:3:3, and within them, 71:30, in other words, in their hearts. Continuing on with Psalm 55, verse 16. As for me, I will call upon Elohim, and Yahweh will save me. Verse 17. Evening, morning, and at noon I will pray and murmur, 19:93, aloud, and he shall hear my voice. David prayed three times a day. That was the Hebrew custom back then. Three times a day, morning, noon, and evening. Pray when you get up, pray in the middle of the day, pray when you go to bed. I myself have been a little lax in that. I hadn't made it a habit. Always pray at night, and I pray usually before I do my readings. I need to straighten up myself on that a little bit. Ouch. See, it bites me, and I'm a preacher. I'm not perfect. I'm just a man. I'm an Adam. I need to start doing it. I needed to hear what that verse had to say. It's a two-edged sword. It bites. Verse 18. He has redeemed, 6:2:9:9, my life in peace from the battle, 71:28. Against me, because there were many against me. 5:9:7:8. 5:9:7:8 can mean with or against, depending on the context. And against is backed up in verse 19. Verse 19, El shall hear, that's God shall hear, and afflict them, 6:0:3:1, even he that abides of old. So that that's speaking of Yahweh, he that abides of old. And then we have Selah again, a musical rest. Here we go. Continuing on in that verse. It has a rest in the middle of that verse. because nothing changes, 2487. So they do not fear or hold in awe, 3372, Elohim. Verse 20. He has put forth, 7971, his hands against one that was at peace with him. He has profaned, 2490, his covenant. Now this is speaking of the betrayer that harmed an ally. He's not speaking of Yahweh. Verse 21, his speech, 6310, was smoother than butter. But war, 7128, was in his heart. His words, 1697, were softer, 7401, than oil. Yet they were drawn swords, 6609. Makes it sound smooth, but really it's to cause harm. We see a lot of that in our politicians today, don't we? Verse 22. Cast, 7993, your burden, 3053, on Yahweh, and he shall sustain you. 3557, and burden here, 3053, is literally what is given. He shall never allow the righteous, 6662, to be moved. Take a stand for righteousness, Yahweh will aid you. A little water here. Verse 23. But you, O Elohim, shall bring them down, 3381, into the pit, 875, of destruction, 7845. Bloody, 1818, and deceitful, 4820, men shall not live out half their days. But I will trust, 982, in you. These smooth words of deceit. Boy, that goes on today a lot. They just say what you want to hear and then do what they damn well please. Mr. Trump. Barack Obama. Hillary Clinton clown. The Bushes. Ronald Reagan. All of them. Oh, Ronnie destroyed communism. He was a card-carrying commie. He didn't destroy communism. Come on. Here's Psalm 56. It has a title. All right. To the leader, the musical leader, as upon Yonath Elam Rekochim. And that means Dove of the Silence. That's a song title. We don't have the music. Miktam 4387. And that means a poem of Dawid. When the Pelishti, 6430, that's the Philistines, seized him. 270 in Gath, 1661. And you can reference the title in 1 Samuel chapter 21, verses 13 through 15. And Gath was a Philistine city. Verse 1. Be merciful to me, 2603. O Elohim, because mortals, 582, Enosh, would trample me, 7602. Fighting, 3898, every day he oppresses me, 3905. Verse 2. My enemies, 8324, every day would trample me, because they are many that fight against me, O you most high. Elyon, 4791. The times, 3117, not just a day, it means times here. I am afraid, 3372, I trust in you. Verse 4. In Elohim I praise, 1984, his word. In Elohim I put my trust. I do not fear what flesh, 1320, can do to me. The flesh of men. Verse 5. Every day they hurt, 607. My affairs of business, 1697. All their intentions, 4284, are against me to harm me. Verse 6. They gather themselves together, 1481. They hide themselves, 6845. They watch, 8104, my steps, 6119, because they hope for, 6960, my life or death, actually, 5315, my being. Can mean it can be used in a 5315 can be used in a positive or negative context. Depends on the context, the meaning of that word. Same word for life, it means death here. Verse 7. Shall they escape? 6403 by evil, 205. Cast these people down in your anger, O Elohim. Verse 8. You recount, 5608, my wanderings, 5112. Put my tears, 1832, into your bottle, 4997. Are they not in your book, 5612, the scroll of life? Wanderings here, 5112, can also mean laments. Okay, you recount my laments or my wanderings. Verse 9. When I invoke you, 7121, or to call out to, then my hated enemies, 341, shall turn back, 268. This I know, because Elohim is for me. Verse 10. In Elohim I praise his word. In Yahweh I praise his word. That's all one passage. In Elohim I praise his word. In Yahweh I praise his word. Verse 11. In Elohim I have put my trust. 982. That Elohim is the divine being. I do not fear what Adam, 120, can do to me. Verse 12. Your vows, 5088, are upon me, O Elohim. I will render, 7999, praises, 8426, to you. Verse 13. Because you have delivered my life from death, my feet from stumbling, 1762. So I may walk, 1980, in the presence of, 6440, Elohim in the light, 216, of life, 2416. And that means light or enlightenment or wisdom, 216. Psalm 57 only has 11 verses. I can get it in, no problem. Psalm 57, and it has a title, To the Leader, Al-Tashketh, 516, means please do not destroy. Michtam means a poem of Dawid when he fled, 1272, from the presence of Shaul in the cave, 4631, and you can reference 1 Samuel chapter 22 verse 1 and chapter 24 verse 3. Verse 1, be merciful to me, 2603, O Elohim. Be merciful to me because my soul, or being, life, my body, takes refuge, 2620, in you. Yea, in the shadow, 6738, of your wings, I will make my refuge. Until these calamities, 1942, have passed over, 5674. Verse 2, I will cry, 7121, to Elohim, Elyon, 5945, that's the Most High, that performs, 1584, all things for me. Verse 3. He shall send from the sky and save me from the reproach, 2778, of him that would trample me, 7602. Then we have Salah in the middle of the verse to pause. Continuing in verse 3. Elohim shall send forth his mercy and his truth. Mercy is 2617 and truth is 571. Verse 4, my soul or my being is among lions, 3833. That is a metaphor for violent men. I lie down, 7901, among them that are set on fire, 3857. The sons of Adam, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Wow. Verse 5. Be exalted, O Elohim, above the sky, your glory above all the land. Verse 6, you can reference 3 Maccabees, chapter 6, verse 21. Okay? They have prepared a net for my feet. My soul is bowed down, 3721. They dug, 3738, a pit, 7882, before me, in the middle of which they have fallen themselves. And then Selah, another rest. Verse 7, my heart is fixed, 3559, O Elohim, my heart is fixed. In other words, it's standing fast. I will sing, 7891, and give praise, 2167. Verse 8. Wake up, my glory. Awake, harp and lyre. I will wake early. Verse 9. I will praise you, O Yahweh. And they took Yahweh out here again and put in the Lord. O Lord, O Lord. No, I will praise you, O Yahweh, among the people. I will sing and play, that's one word, 2167, to you among the nations or peoples. 3816. Verse 10. Because your mercy, 2617, is great unto the sky, and your truth unto the clouds, 7834. Verse 11. Be exalted, O Elohim, above the sky, your glory above all the land. He was writing this when he was fleeing in the wilderness. That's what David was doing. All the time he was out running around before he was king. He wrote Psalms all his life. And it's absolutely tremendous. The phrases that he used, how he forms these sentences, is just magnificent. He was the master psalmist of all time. He was acknowledged for that. Now, Asaph wrote Psalms. Moses wrote Psalms. Solomon wrote songs. A lot of people wrote songs. But Dawid, because he was a master musician as well, really laid it down, and he wrote some beautiful stuff and wrote the music to it, and we don't have that music anymore. That's a shame. We'll get to hear it when the kingdom comes down in all its glory. A lot of things are going to change. A lot of things are coming up. Oh, it's doom and gloom now, and we're looking right now, with the violence that's escalating and the laws that they're trying to pass at the beginning of the full tribulation. It's going to come soon. I'm not a prophet. I can't predict. But I have a feeling the summer of 2017 is going to be hot in many ways. Not just physically hot as far as temperature, but some physical problems. I just got a bad feeling about it. I may be wrong. It's not etched in stone. I'm no prophet. I'm not going to make predictions and give you a date. Oh yeah, big rocks going to fall from the sky and squish Washington on August 3rd. You know, one of those deals. And then it never comes true. And the person that's made all that prophecy is got hoof and mouth disease. Maybe I was wrong. No, I don't want to go that route. But it's time for me to go, brothers and sisters. The top of the hour's here. Shalom aleichem, and I will talk to you on Wednesday with a new show with Psalms. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.